a little bit different dual format yesterday. Get a couple of matches in, and you go to Lex, and you win. Nice job yesterday by the girls.
Yeah, the girls had a great day. Lexington decided to switch up their invitational this year to a state dual format, where basically that means you play 1, 2, and 3 singles, and then 1, 2 doubles. And everybody plays at the same site, which is really fun to see, because a lot of girls made the comment, like, I never get to see these people play, or I never get to see these people play. So it was a lot of fun to be able to see everybody play and be in one location. But the downside of it is when they got 3 duels in, instead of playing, 7 matches, when they played 3. But the girls played well and competed highly, and it was fun. We played through 3 teams that are in the top 16, I believe, in the state for the power points. And so, we opened up play against Scott's Bluff and beat them 5-0. Coach has got a pretty young team, and our girls just came out and played some really great tennis to start out the day at 9 o'clock, and got that first early momentum going, and knew going into the semifinal matchup against Kearney Catholic, that'd probably be, to me, I was going to be the championship round, because Kearney Catholic returns, 5 of their 6 girls from last year's team that finished in the top 10 of state. They're going to be a solid team. And I tell you, it came down to our 3 singles match, in which Olivia Usherman was down 3-6, and just knowing, watching Kearney Catholic's doubles teams, they were going to win those doubles matches. They loaded up their doubles this year, and they're going to be some tough doubles teams to beat. And Olivia, righted the ship as she went through her matches, just got a lot more consistent, and came back and won that match 9-7. So that was a huge win for the Bison, and real pleased with the way Olivia, just her confidence kept growing. You could see her win those first couple of games to make it a 6-5 deficit, and then she just started running with it. And it was just fun to see her compete at a high level. And then we went across town to take on the host team, the Lexington Minute Maids, and beat them 4-1, and just told the girls to go out and just beat the heck out of these girls, because, we kind of got flagged a little bit on the draws. I didn't think that we should have put us and Kearney Catholic together, but it's okay. We wanted to play the best competition we can see. That's what's going to make us stronger and a better team. So girls went out and went 4-1 and played some great tennis. It's great to see Elizabeth and Abby get a nice win against Lexington. They lost to those girls twice. And I think the last time they played in McCarney a week ago, they got beat 3-8, and they came back and won 8-3. So they had a really nice day, and I'm real pleased with the way they competed. Izzy played some great tennis. Our doubles teams are continuing to grow and to gel and figure things out. And then, of course, Brooklyn's still undefeated in that 2 singles. She's playing some good tennis, and we were able to take an extra 3 doubles team, and we had Bailey Foster and Jaylee Hammond went 7-0. They had to play a round robin play over there with their site, and they won 7-0. I think they had a tiebreak win against Kearney Catholic. They were actually down 2-5 and came back and won that in a tiebreaker. So that was a great day for Jaylee and Bailey. It's fun to see those girls continue to get better and get some meaningful matches in, and continue to grow their game. So yeah, we played well. I'm really pleased with the girls. Finish 3-0 on the day and win the team championship, and keep our dual record at 7-0. So yep, we'll take it. Like I said, playing 3 top 16 teams in one day and coming out with 3 wins is quite an accomplishment for the team.
I know you sent out the PowerPoints just the other day, and you're in, I think, second right now behind GICC, and that's as you said, touched on the first poll, I think, that's out, but that looks pretty good so far. So good for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is what it is. Some of these teams don't play the 1-2-3 singles, 1-2 doubles format, so there's a lot of teams out there that are not in the PowerPoints just for the fact that they don't play that format. It's kind of new. And for girls tennis, this is like the first real true year we're doing this. It can kind of be, I guess, a little misleading, but no, heck, we're 7-0, and the 3 matches we won yesterday in Lexington should really solidify our rankings and being in the top. We're number 2, but we're going to keep us right there with those 3 wins. But it's a fun thing to do, they have a state team dual format here coming up in a couple of weeks, in which we will not be able to go because it's during our graduation, and so unfortunately we'll not be able to compete in that event. But the girls are playing great, and it's good to see our girls able to make that adjustment into this new thing, because it is new. We usually play 1-6 singles and 1-3 doubles, and that's the way it's always been since I've been coaching for 25 years, and now we get this new system in there, and our girls have adjusted very nicely to it. We saw some great success with our boys last year. We finished in the top. I think we finished 3rd at the state duels last year. year, and we're in the top four or five, you know, in the power rankings at the end of the season. So it's nice to see our kids make that adjustment and be able to, you know, adjust to some new stuff, and it's fun. You know, they get to see, you know, changing your lineups each round if you want to, and the girls got excited for it yesterday. It's fun to see.
And again, Holdridge and Ogallala coming to town on Thursday.
Yep, we got Holdridge coming to McCook on Thursday at 2 o'clock, and I think Coach is a new coach, and she's a super nice lady. I got to talk to her a few times early this season, and she'll bring 15 girls, so it'll be kind of a tough day for our ladies because we'll play probably 29 girls, and so most of those JV girls are probably just going to get one match against, you know, against Holdridge to open up that duel because we only have that two-hour window to get it completed, and then Ogallala will bring about 21 girls to McCook on at 4 o'clock, and we'll play, like I said, 29 girls against those young ladies, and we'll play some more matches. I'm hoping our JV girls will at least get three matches, and those girls need to keep playing. You know, it's just your young kids, just they need to keep on the court. They need to continue to get those match play experiences. You know, our top, you know, probably seven or eight JVs are getting a lot of matches because that's just the way these invites work. It can take seven or eight girls, but we need to keep working our younger girls, our girls that are coming out maybe for the first time in the season or this year, and just continue to get them some work. And yeah, it'll be a fun day. We're excited to be at home and continue to play well because after this next home meet, we don't play at home until I think the end of the month. So it's going to be a day where I hope the girls come out and play some great tennis and get ourselves, honestly, some good momentum rolling going into the two duels on Friday when we go to Hastings. We play Hastings, Hyatt Adams Central, which are two more teams in the top 10, I believe, in Class B in the PowerPoint. So it'll be a tough week. We're going to see where we're at, that's for sure.